Resurrecting Femininity in Our Black Women. We're embarking on the uncharted journey of the year 2014. Every new year, multitudes of individuals make personal resolutions to improve themselves. And I have a vision for black females. I implore all female listeners to be patient, receptive, and not prejudge what I'm saying until they finish listening. I want to see a renaissance of the current state of some of our black females. See, female only indicates gender. I want to see more ladies and women. I've seen a generation of females that have lost touch with femininity. It's my opinion that the entertainment industry has sabotaged our young black females. I remember when young ladies carried themselves with such grace, daintiness, and femininity. That encouraged and hearkened black male chivalry and catering. Young ladies walked and talked with elegance. They conducted themselves with impeccable savoir-faire and exuded finesse. These characteristics were like honey to us young men. It crafted an image that men wanted to protect and was worthy of cherishing. Currently, femininity is on a decline. The lack of both mature parental involvement is responsible for the degradation of our young black girls now. Many parents are not operating in a cohesive manner to convey healthy and proper modeling for our youth. To complicate matters, the entertainment industry has reprogrammed the psyche of our youth. Magazines, movies, talk shows, reality shows, social media like YouTube and WorldStar, certain books, videos, and music have reverse engineered the wisdom and lessons of the matriarchs of the black family. True womanhood is becoming an archaic lost science. Much of what these forms of entertainment convey are externally focused and lack the substance that develops the intrinsic quality of today's females. It's difficult to watch more than 5 minutes of reality shows like Love and Hip Hop, Housewives, and Bad Girls Clubs because I see womanhood mutate and degenerate to disrespectful barbarianism and shallow, ego-driven narcissism. There's a difference between being strong and independent and being bossy, loud, and dismissive. This is similar to how women say they like a confident man, but not a cocky, arrogant, and obnoxious man. Rewarding bad behavior. See, society and the entertainment industry perpetuate the incompatibility between the black man and the black woman. This is accomplished by rewarding bad behavior. Why are there TV shows that pay black women to be quote-unquote ratchet? Why do music videos objectify black women as strippers? Why do record labels encourage and endorse black female artists to basically strip in every video and pay them for raunchy dances and lyrics? Why must black females pose nude on front covers of King, GQ, Esquire, and Source magazine to be considered successful or empowered? Young black girls see the public attention and fanfare these superstars and video vixens receive. They then imitate it and emulate it in hopes to garner the same exact attention. The more lewd and provocative their behavior, the higher their pay and their fame. And this indoctrinates the psyche as the only method and means to get what they want in life. They either have to use sex or annoy someone into submission via rambunctious, combative, and bellicose behavior. Ultimately, many young girls are either dressing like hookers or resembling street thugs. And that's not attractive. The results are devastating. Yes, see, the black man and black woman are being rendered socially and romantically incompatible. This is crippling black dating and the institution of marriage. See, the sanctity of marriage in the black community has been rendered dysfunctional and prone to divorce. We're carrying hazardous subliminal behaviors that were skillfully implanted, like in the movie Inception, into our subconscious, into our marriages, and into our households. Our daughters are assuming the machismo, bravado, and brute character of men, like the girl Sharkeisha, or the girl that got the uppercut on the bus, Jerry Springer, or violent brawls on Love and Hip Hop. This bad behavior fuels female incarceration because many of the acts that these young girls are participating in are actually considered criminal, like assault. Thus, we are also fostering a generation of the new Jane Crow. A real woman knows how to smoothly mitigate conflicts and disagreements without showing her quote-unquote ass. As a man, it's hard to even treat a female with chivalry, kindness, and respect when they don't carry themselves in a manner worthy of chivalry. You can't act like a man and be angry that we don't treat you like a woman. When a woman is super independent, and I mean to the extreme, we don't feel the need to treat, cater, woo, or bend over backwards because we assume you can do everything for yourself. In other words, leave some room and work for us to do. Allow us to demonstrate our utility. Historically speaking, the only thing we have ever really had in America as blacks was a trustful bond between husband, wife, and children. I envision a retreat back to the graceful paradigm to rediscover feminine allure, attraction, etiquette, and beauty. Hollywood, I'm not letting you dictate who my queen is. We need our elder matriarchal leaders to reinstall the software into our black females. Ladies, you are more than a piece of ass. You are an asset. I'm just expressing my feelings. I don't know the innate intricacies of the female psyche, and I don't like pointing fingers because it never yields resolution. Thus, to be fair to my female listeners, I'll share my open letter I wrote to young black males, entitled Letter to My Young Black Brother.